It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 12th.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Today's word is mythomania, spelled M-Y-T-H-O-M-A-N-I-A. Mythomania is a noun that means an excessive or abnormal propensity for lying and exaggerating. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Journal Review of Crawfordsville, Indiana, by Gloria Wall. It is hard to differentiate between habitual lying and mythomania because some people engage in telling white lies to avoid hurting others' feelings. The pathological liar, by contrast, cannot help lying, even when the lie causes harm. We wouldn't lie to you about the history of the word mythomania. It comes via the French word mythomanie from two ancient roots, the Greek mythos, meaning myth, and the late Latin word mania, meaning insanity marked by uncontrolled emotion or excitement. One myth about mythomania is that it's a very old word. Actually, the earliest known uses of the term date only from the beginning of the 20th century. It was predated by a related word, mythomaniac, which appeared around the middle of the 19th century. Mythomaniac referred to someone who was obsessed with or passionate about myths before it was applied to individuals affected with or exhibiting mythomania. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.